to a resolution ordinance by Supervisor Mayo Sr. amending section 44.07 sub B and create section 44.17 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances relating to residency of public works contractors' employees.
The reason why I named it is that we needed someone from court counsel. Actually, this is court counsel. Go ahead, please. Say your name for the record.
Paul Bargan, Corporation Counsel. This is an ordinance drafted through an effort by myself, Mr. High, and Mr. Heer, responding to a request from the committee from some time ago. And it puts in ordinance form what has been the practice and the goal of the county, especially in public works contracts, to have residents of the county incorporated into projects at a level of 50%. There are some restrictions as to how firmly that can be used. It can't be specifically a requirement, but it can certainly be a goal. It can be the policy of the county to encourage that. And having looked at a number of the statutes and the legal authorities and the restrictions that do apply and, on the other hand, do allow this to be a goal, this is the result. And so bidders would be, first of all, required to work toward this goal and penalized on future projects if they did not achieve the goal on projects that they're bidding on. Mr. High's group has been working to pursue this goal on projects so far. They've been doing so on the basis of an old resolution, and this will put it in ordinance form, make it very clear that it's an ordinance, that it's the policy of the county, and give clear direction to Mr. High's group and groups that follow through the years. And I think it's a good procedure. I think it is the way to put on the books the policy of the county, and I think it goes as far as we can go in pursuing this approach.
Yes, Mr. High here.
He was here, but
Mr. Hare.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this ordinance change?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Jerry Hare, Director of Audits. I think what this resolution does is, for the first time in a long time, is it puts some clarity into what's been a murky situation with what the county can and can't do in regard to enforcing the contractor's employee residency requirements. I think that came out of a conversation we had with this committee late last year, and that's probably the best we can do to achieve the objectives. It was stated in 1995, and then reinstituted what's been so let's go to numbers on the board. If this works for us, we can use this to enforce it.
Okay. So my last one.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would ask if with your permission to be added as a co-sponsor on the ordinance. As you recall, we had an audit a few years back, and that was when it came to me to go and dig up the 95 resolution, which I think was sponsored by the elder senior.
Here we're going
to get sponsored by senior members of the board, I believe, if I remember.
That's correct. But,
I mean, I had to find this thing on like microfilm. Or
okay,
something.
Well, you will like that's to be a you will like to be
microfiche.
Microfiche.
No, it was
predated microfiche.
It was hieroglyphics on a cave wall.
Okay, so we're going to
but if you would, I appreciate that, and I do appreciate the efforts of everyone who worked to put some teeth to this and to see what we could do, because it was frustrating to see that we had it on the books for so long, and yet we seem to have forgotten it almost as soon as we passed it.
Correct. Any objection? So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'd like to move approval.
We have a motion for approval. Any other comments or questions? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Supervisors Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jurcik.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
No.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to recommend item number 2 for adoption prevails.
Thank you, Justin. We can transfer now item number 3.
Item 3 from the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting approval of the Milwaukee County Transit System's 2014 Title VI program plan update.
Mr. Bang, who do you have with you?
Good morning, Chair, members of the committee. Tom Winter, manager of, director of schedule and planning, is with me.
Okay.
In case there are any detailed questions about the Title VI plan. I am Dan Bay, managing director at the Milwaukee County Transit System. The report before you is in regards to the Title VI program plan that transit is required to update every 3 years. The FTA requires this plan. The purpose of the plan is to ensure that transit services are provided